must be saved.
Yes, right now. Sir.
What's that name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Jesus is his name. The song says Jesus is his name. Mm-hmm. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is his name.
Yes.
Acts 4th chapter, verse number 12, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Giving all praise and honor and glory to God this afternoon. Giving honor to our pastor in his absence. Minister Cam, sister pastor in her absence. Giving honor to the ministers, the deacons. Giving honor to my wife. And all the saints and friends in the house of God. I say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We thank God for this opportunity to bring the precious word of God to you one more time.
Amen. Amen.
For it is a serious place to stand back here.
Yeah.
It is a horrible place.
Yeah.
Horrible in this sense that I'm bringing forth the word of God, the life, the word, the life, the light unto you. Amen.
Amen.
And when you, regardless of man or woman, steps behind this pulpit to bring forth the word of God, you're stepping into a spiritual realm.
Yeah.
Because this is real.
Amen.
You and I are spiritual beings and we live in a spiritual world.
Amen.
There's a spiritual world that we can't see with our naked eye, but it exists. It is more real than this life.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Word of God said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yeah, yeah.
We live in a spiritual world. You and I are spiritual beings.
Mm-hmm.
God is real, Satan is real.
Yeah.
Angels are real, demons are real. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. We can't, and thank God we can't see into the spirit world because it would blow our minds. It would be too much for you and I to handle.
Talk about
amen.
It.
In this natural body of ours, we couldn't handle it. But we can see these spirits in operation through people's lives.
Amen.
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 We see them in operation. And men and women were not created to be possessed or oppressed by demonic spirits. We were created to glorify and praise God. Amen?
Amen.
We were created for God's purpose and for His pleasure.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen. We don't have the screen, but we're going on in Jesus' name.
Amen? Amen.
Because the Word was always before the screen.
Right.
So we're doing that which is natural. Amen. I just thank God for this ministry. The Spirit of God drew my wife and I to this ministry. And it was much confirmation. So we're here, we're all here by divine, by divine design. Amen.
Amen.
In other words, God is behind it all.
Amen.
We're not here this afternoon by mistake.
Amen.
We're here by divine design.
Sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And we're here for a purpose. Those of you that have your Bibles, I want to invite your attention to the third chapter of St. John's Gospel. Third chapter of St. John's Gospel, if you have it, your Bibles. Being saved is everything.
Amen.
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 There are a lot of important things in this life. Responsibilities we have. We have to pay bills, have to go to work. Children have to go to school. There are a lot of important things in this life. But the most important thing in this life is your relationship with God. Amen?
Amen.
There are a lot of horizontal relationships in this life. But the most important relationship is that vertical with God.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the reason why a lot of horizontal relationships don't work is because that vertical is not right. This is why there's wars and rumors of wars, hatred, ungodliness running rampant through the land because their vertical is not right. People don't have a relationship with God. And it's all about the heart issue.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
It's not the skin issue, it's the sin issue.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
The reason there's racism is because of the sin issue.
Yes, sir.
The reason there's murders and hatred is because of the sin issue.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
The reason mankind can't put down his weapons and stop fighting is because of the sin issue.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen. You think they would get it? By now, you think they would get it? Fighting does not answer the problem. It does not, it's no help. All you do is decrease the surface population. So we must deal with the sin issue. I'd like for you to stand out of reverence to the Word of God, those that have your Bibles. I'm not going to hold you long, but I'm going to hold you long enough. Not gonna hold you long, but I'm gonna hold you long enough. God needs to speak to us. Amen.
Amen.
The word is a two-edged sword. No preacher escapes the word of God. There's no such thing as a one-sided message. The man or woman of God that gets up here, they must first apply it to their lives, and then you apply it to yours. Third chapter of St. John's Gospel. Do you have it? Amen. We're going to read down to the 11th verse. Let us read. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, or whether it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Thou art a master of Israel, and knoweth not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive our witness. Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon for your precious word. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our pastor, Lord, in his absence, in our assistant pastor. We thank you for the ministers, Lord, the deacons, the saints of God. Heavenly Father, help us this afternoon to get an understanding. Help us to hide the word of God in our heart that we sin not against thee. Let some precious soul cry out, What must I do to be saved? Now, Lord God, we rebuke anything that's not like you. Take full control. Have thine own way. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey.
You may be seated. I was going to go with one subject, but I want to use this subject that God put on my heart this morning. The scripture's been on my heart for several weeks now, this dialogue that Jesus had with Nicodemus. And as I was praying and seeking God this morning, this thought came to my heart in prayer. God will speak to you in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Give him time to speak and he'll speak. But you and I must learn to listen. And when God speaks to us in prayer, he'll never tell us anything that goes contrary to his word. Amen? That's when you know God is speaking to you. Because whatever God says will not go contrary to his word, for he is his word. Amen? Amen. I just want to take for a thought this afternoon. What is the true purpose of life? Something to chew on, isn't it? What is the true purpose of life? Are we here for our own selfish pleasure and purpose?
No.
Are we here, me, myself, and I, to get what we can get?
No, sir.
What are we here for? Why were you and I born? Why are we sitting here this afternoon? Why is the true purpose of life to get a good education and to have a good job and make a lot of money? There's nothing wrong with having a good job, amen?
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with living comfortably, amen? There's nothing wrong with having a fine automobile and fine clothes, amen? But is that what we're here for? Is that what we're really here for?
No, sir.
Are we here this afternoon or in this life to condemn one another and kill one another and be selfish towards one another?
No, sir.
Are we here to be racist towards one another?
No, sir.
What is the true purpose of life this afternoon? Why were you and I born? Was it a mistake? A woman that gets raped by a man and she has a child and that child is born. That child did not ask to come into this life. But God is the author of life. Amen?
Amen.
And God doesn't make any mistakes. Amen?
Amen?
And God allowed that child to come into this life.
Amen.
Everybody that comes into this life, God has a purpose for their life.
Amen.
Do you agree with that?
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
What is the true purpose of life? The word purpose, I looked up a few definitions. The object toward which one strives, or which something exists. A goal. A desire or intended result or effect. Determination. The matter at hand. Purpose. There are a lot of people in this life walking around aimlessly, don't have any purpose for their lives. What will cause a man and a woman to commit suicide? Because they give up on life. Amen?
Amen.
What is the true purpose of life? The Bible tells us in this passage of Scripture, Nicodemus talking to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now Nicodemus was a secret disciple. The word disciple means believer. And he came to Jesus by night because he did not want a lot of the other Pharisees to see him. He was a Pharisee, Nicodemus. One of the high rulers of Israel at that time, one of the religious sects of that time. And he came to Jesus by night. One of the reasons is because he didn't want to be interrupted and he didn't want folks to see him. But he came to Jesus by night and he had a dialogue with him. He had a conversation with our Lord and Savior. And the scripture says, and there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi or Master, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus, the very first time he had a chance to talk to Nicodemus, Jesus didn't beat around the bush. Jesus didn't waste precious time. He got right to the point. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, now this, there's a whole lot in here, I don't have time to get into it, but this right here, what Nicodemus is going to say, blows out of the water reincarnation. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? That's totally impossible, isn't it?
Yes.
You can't go back that way. So what was Jesus talking about? Now Nicodemus, he was just skimming the surface. He didn't understand what Jesus was talking about. He was looking at it from a natural point of view. That's totally impossible for you to go that way. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That, now look at verse 6, that which is born of the what? Flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. What is the true purpose of life? Why were you and I born? Why did God allow us to come into this life? None of us in here, none of us in the world asked to come into this life. Amen?
Amen.
None of you, none of us asked to be born. If we knew what we were headed for, we would have said, no, I don't want to go. But we're here. We're here, and we're not here by mistake.
Come on.
The Bible, the Word of God tells us in Psalms 51, David said that we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Because of our forefather Adam, we were born in sin with a sinful, rebellious nature against God. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? So just being a good person by yourself, just being religious by itself, does not mean you're going to automatically go to heaven. This conversation that Jesus was having with Nicodemus, Jesus was laying the foundation for the plan of salvation. Amen?
Amen?
He was laying the foundation for the plan of salvation. I've heard many a minister mess this scripture up when Jesus speaks about being born of the water and of the Spirit. Jesus is referring to Acts 2:38 in this verse. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Because scripture interprets scripture. So Jesus is laying the foundation for what one has to do to be saved, and it is fulfilled over in the book of Acts, the second chapter, when the church first began. What is the true purpose of life? Why are we here? We are born into this life that we might seek after God and follow after Him. I want you to turn to Acts the 17th chapter. There are a few scriptures that I wrote down. 17th chapter of Acts. I'm not going to go over all this. This is when the Apostle Paul was on Mars Hill talking to some philosophers. 17th chapter of Acts, for those of you that have the Bible. Starting with verse number 22, 17 chapter of Acts. Do you have it? Paul the Apostle are talking to these philosophers. And this Greek doctrine, this Greek belief that they had, they believed in many gods. You see, mankind is religious. I don't care who you are, I don't care where you live. You could be a heathen living in the remote parts of the jungle. You are going to worship something or someone. Every last one of us are religious. Well, what's the atheist and agnostic's religion? The agnostic is one that says, I'm not saying there is a God, and I'm not saying there is. So he thinks, or she thinks, they're a little better than the atheists. That's their religion. The atheist says, I don't believe there's a God, and you can't convince me. Well, that's their religion. That's their belief. But because we're spiritual beings, every last one of us have a desire to worship. It is innate. It is in you and I to worship. You cannot get away from it. I don't care if you say you don't believe in God. I don't care if you say you don't believe the Bible. You will worship something one time or another. Yeah. And it might be your own self, but you're going to worship somebody. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. And thank God we choose to worship the true and living God. Amen. So here Paul, who was Saul of Tarsus, here he is saved now. He's in Mars Hill talking to these philosophers in the 17th chapter of Acts. Remember, the message is, what is the true purpose of life? Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God whom therefore ye ignorantly worship. Him declare I unto you, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples with man's hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, amen? And have made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and have determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should what? Seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live, we move, and we have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his what? Offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art or man's devices. Listen, every last one of us come from God. And every last one of us will go back to God and give an account to God. Amen? How do I know that? Because the word of God says so. It just said that we're God's offspring. Didn't it say that? Amen. We're created in his image and after his likeness. We were created for his pleasure and for his purpose. That's why you can't get out of worshiping God. And that's why those that don't worship God, or those that don't surrender their lives to God, are some of the most miserable people on the face of this earth. A life outside of Christ, you don't have a chance. A life not surrendered to Christ, there's no hope. Why do you think a man or a woman will commit suicide, get to the point where they want to end it all? Listen to that lying, seducing voice of Satan. Because they don't have any purpose. And the only one that can give you true purpose is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
You don't find your true purpose until you surrender your life to Jesus.
That's right.
People, now watch this, because this is deep. I've heard different ones that sing a lot, and one of the most important things they'll tell you, I started singing in the church. Mm-hmm. I was in the choir, I started singing. That talent came from God, and they chose to give it to the secular world. A lot of the singers, artists will tell you, I started singing in the church. Well, guess what? God wanted you to stay in there. Right. Mm-hmm. But what did you do with that talent? The Bible says the gifts of God are without repentance. God gives people gifts and talents. Boom, 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 boom. want. But what they do with it is another thing. But all these gifts and talents that people have, God has given them to us, that when we surrender our lives to Him, we can turn around and give them right back to Him.
Yes.
That He'll be glorified in our lives.
Amen.
Because this is what God wants. He wants you and I to surrender our lives to Him. This is why Calvary was so important. This is why He bled and died for you and I. He came down through 42 generations and He took on flesh and blood that He could take on sin and redeem us and rescue us from the fall. We need Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
What is the purpose? What is the true purpose of life? The true purpose of life is for men and women to seek God and surrender their lives to God.
Yeah.
And in these last and even days, God is calling people. Jesus said that no man or no woman can come unto me except the Spirit of my Father.
Draw.
Except the Spirit of my Father.
Oh.
And I like what Elder Camp said one time. And I said, wow, that's deep. He said, God is always calling us to Him and not away from Him.
Amen.
God is always calling us to Him. And why is God calling us to Him? Because God loves you and I. Because God created you and I. Because God wants to have fellowship with you and I. Amen. Adam severed that fellowship in the garden when he willfully disobeyed God. But in God's creative plan, before He even made anything, He saw how He was going to have to come and answer man from the fall. This is why the Bible says that He is the Lamb slain before the foundations of the world.
Amen.
He came and made a way for you and I.
Yes.
Now that that way has been made, mankind, womankind need to repent and come and surrender their lives. You don't find your true purpose in life until you surrender that life to the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the true purpose of life. Because Jesus says in St. John's Gospel 10:10, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it
more
abundantly. You don't really start living until you get saved. Before that, spiritually, you're dead in trespasses and sin. Yeah, people are walking around, but spiritually, they're dead. There's no life in them. How many of you remember that Michael Jackson video, Thriller? Them folks got up out of the grave. Spiritually, that's how people look outside of Christ. That's how they look. Oh, they had that choreography going together, but did you see how they looked? They had them grave clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
They were dead. In God's eyes, spiritually, that's how a person looks outside of Christ. That's how they look. You want to get a good example of how they look spiritually? Look at that. That's how they look. A little funny, huh? It's the truth. What is the true purpose of life? When you and I came to Jesus and surrendered our lives to Him, we found our true purpose. God wants to use you and I to His purpose and for His glory and for His honor. Those of us who are walking with Jesus, He's preparing us for something greater.
Yes.
We're going to be kings and priests with Him, to reign with Him, not just for 1,000 years, but throughout all eternity.
Yes.
We will shine forth like the stars in heaven, brighter than the stars in heaven.
Yes.
I'm just living to hear my Savior say to me one day, well done. Well done, thy good and thy faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Come and I'll make you a ruler over many. I want you to understand, as time winds down, as the church comes down the stretch, the true purpose of life is me living for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's nothing greater than that. The Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away. But Jesus said, my word, this is going to endure forever, ever. Everything's coming down, but what?
The word of God.
Everything's coming down, but what?
The word of God.
Everything's coming down, but what?
The word of God.
The word of God. If you've got the word, and if you've got it in your heart, you've got it. What is the true purpose of life? The true purpose of life is for me to decrease that Christ may increase.
Amen. Amen.
The true purpose of life for me and you in Christ is for us to die to self so God can have his way in our lives.
Yes.
He wants to be glorified in our lives. He's glorified when we lift him up. And how do we lift him up? We lift him up in the way we live. We lift him up in the way we think. We lift him up in the way we talk. We lift him up in the way we dress. We lift him up in the way we walk. Amen?
Amen.
People are watching you and I. You and I are the light and the salt of this world. We must show them the true purpose of life. And the true purpose of life is following the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
What is the true purpose of life? Living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. As I prepare to go to my seat, told you I wasn't going to hold you long. Living for Jesus is the best thing. The best thing that ever happened to you and I. My mind this afternoon, my wife and I, we say like Joshua of old, as for me and my house, we're going to live for God. My mind is made up. And I don't stand here boasting and bragging. I'm just standing here telling you there's nothing greater than this. Living for the Lord Jesus Christ is everything. All you have to do is look around. All you have to do is look at people's lives.
Amen.
And you can see that they're hurting and that they need Jesus. They don't really understand what is the true purpose. God didn't allow us to come into this world to be possessed by demons and devils, to be hung up on vices of the flesh, to be losing your mind, to be overcome by anxiety. The true purpose of life is surrendering your life to Christ. And just like, I gotta throw this in here before I sit down, just like the pencil with two erasers, life without Jesus is just like this pencil. No point to it. What is the true purpose of life? Surrendering your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise